USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ahead of tonight's primetime CNN town hall in New Hampshire, former President Trump says the network he's butted heads with for years made him an offer he could not refuse. Trump posted on social media, CNN's desperate to get those fantastic Trump ratings once again. The head of CNN parent company Warner Brothers Discovery said that the nation is divided and we need to hear both voices. The top Democrat in the U.S. Senate claims Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is the only top congressional leader remaining who's willing to leave a debt default on the table as the standoff continues with President Biden over the issue. At the same time, Biden is warning of the consequences of a default.
8 million Americans would lose their jobs, including 400,000 New Yorkers alone. Our economy would fall into recession, and our international reputation would be damaged in the extreme.
While speaking at a community college in New York on Wednesday, Congress needs to raise the debt limit before June. It's going to be a mess at the U.S.-Mexico border beginning Thursday when Title 42 expires. At least that's the prediction of one top Biden administration official.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is warning that the next few days and weeks will be difficult.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
Title 42 was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. Already, migrants are crossing the border, but this man said it's no picnic.
This is not humane. They failed to provide basic welcome and infrastructure.
Mayorkas warning immigrants to only use legal pathways to enter the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that he's not going to support Congressman George Santos' bid for re-election following Santos' indictment on more than a dozen federal charges. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The COVID-19 public health emergency is officially over. Florida Hospital Association's Mary Mayhew says it does not mean COVID-19 has gone away.
We never should be letting our guard down about some of the concerns of future strains.
The end of the state of emergency also means the end of Title 42, that law allowing the U.S. to deny asylum and migration claims for public health reasons. Uncle Sam's also transitioning COVID vaccines and treatments to the commercial market. Thursday will be the last day to have COVID tests covered by insurance. Americans with health insurance were able to receive up to 8 at-home COVID tests a month for free since January 2022. That is no longer the case as of Thursday. California Senator Dianne Feinstein's back on Capitol Hill. The Democrat returned Wednesday after a months-long absence due to a bout with shingles as she continues to deal with complications as part of her recovery. Her absence has stalled a Senate committee's confirmation of a number of President Biden's judicial nominees. And a panel of FDA advisors is recommending a birth control pill be made available for over-the-counter sales. Two FDA advisory panels voted unanimously to recommend the birth control pill called Opill to be made available without a prescription. It'd become the first such pill available over-the-counter, a final decision on it expected by the FDA this summer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.